Chapter 4, Devotional 9, I Gave You Milk. Are you chewing on God's Word? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, we read, Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? Paul tells us there are stages of spiritual development and growth from infancy to maturity. Infants require milk, whereas mature adults require a heartier, more substantial diet. He does not refer to the point in time the believers in Corinth were saved as a measure of their spiritual maturity, but looks at their behavior. Worldly thinking and behavior is a sure sign of spiritual immaturity or infancy. Thinking and behavior that aligns with the Word of God is evidence of spiritual maturity. Infants make worldly decisions. Mature Christians make godly decisions. The measure of growth is the number of decisions we make according to God's Word. Sadly, many Christians, whether saved at an early or late point in life, are spiritual infants. A prerequisite to spiritual maturity is a renewed mind. It's impossible to live according to God's Word if we do not know God's Word. We must spend time reading and studying God's Word. The next step to spiritual maturity is developing an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, hearing and obeying His voice. Finally, we must develop the habit of walking in love, even loving the unlovable. It is the failure of men to walk in love with others, rather than in jealousy and quarreling, that Paul observes and chastises in the verse we've just heard. Based on your love walk, are you spiritually mature or merely an infant? Child of God, I encourage you to commit today to read God's Word daily. Renew your mind with the thoughts of God. Once you learn and understand the Word of God, you will be spiritually positioned and prepared to hear a word from God, the Holy Spirit. Grow in your faithfulness and obedience to His Word. Do not quit or give up under pressure. See every challenge as an opportunity for growth. Lastly, always walk in love, even when it's challenging or seemingly impossible. Ask God to help you grow and mature spiritually. Give up milk and turn to meat. Lord, thank you for the desire to grow spiritually. Teach me, correct me, and guide me according to your word. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.